Listening test. In this interview with Jane Couch, a girl who became a professional boxer, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Take up. Bruises. Chill out. Ground. Here is the beginning of the interview.
Now, it's 10 o'clock and time for Where You Work. Here in the studio is Jane Couch. Jane began boxing when she was 24, after years of drinking, drugs and street fighting. She was inspired to change her life by a TV documentary about women's boxing in the US.
Here is an example of a question. Why did Jane take up boxing? Because she was used to drinking and fighting in the street. A documentary about women's rights inspired her. Because she watched a TV documentary about women's boxing in the US. The correct answer is because she watched a TV documentary about women's boxing in the US. Ready? Now read the rest of the questions and alternative answers before listening to the interview. Now listen to the rest of the interview. You will hear it three times. Write the correct answer in your exam notebook. Write the complete answer, not just a letter. You must not write more than one answer for each question.
Hello and welcome, Jane. First of all, could you tell us something about yourself?
My name is Jane Couch. I'm a triple world boxing champion and the first woman to be licensed in the UK as a professional boxer.
How did you get involved in boxing?
I first started boxing when I was 25 and I saw a documentary about women boxing in America and I thought, wow, it would be brilliant to get involved in that. Women weren't allowed to box in this country at the time. But once I saw these women doing it in America, I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a go. I didn't ever think I'd be any good, but I just thought, I'd just have a go, keep fit and that.
Were you always a sporty girl at school?
When I was younger, I was so unfit. I just used to drink and smoke and eat chips and burgers and lie about. I never used to do any sport. The only sport I did was when I reached 25 and I took up boxing.
What was the reaction of your family and friends when you took up boxing?
Haha. When I first took it up, or when I first told everyone I was going to take it up, everyone just thought I was out of my mind. It was like, you can't do that. Women don't box.
How do you prepare for a fight?
What I do. I come here to training camp to prepare for a fight. So I come 8 to 10 weeks before each fight. Just spend the first few weeks getting into shape and about 6 weeks before the fight, we start going into full-time training, twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day.
Would you say that boxing is both physical and mental?
Yeah, you have to be extremely fit to be a boxer, but I think 70% of it is your mind. I think that, you know, if you're confident enough, then you can achieve anything, as I proved in Denmark. I wasn't the most skilled boxer in the world, but I was fit and I was determined, and I think that your mind plays an important part in it.
Have you ever been seriously injured?
I haven't been seriously injured. I've been injured. I've, you know, had the odd cuts and bruises and the after-fight pains that you do get, but nothing that couldn't happen to you in any other sport like rugby or football or anything. But you know, I do get slight injuries, but nothing bad. I'm not brain damaged or anything yet, so I'll let you know next year.
How about your days off? How do you relax?
I don't get many days off, and I don't get much time to relax, because when I'm not training, I'm usually doing media work or, you know, TV, radio, or whatever. But when I do, I just like to chill out around the farm and that. I like doing a bit of horse riding. I'm not too good at it just yet. I get a bit nervous on them, and horse riding is actually more dangerous than boxing. Haha, I don't do that much.
What's the best thing about being a professional boxer?
Definitely the fitness side of boxing is the best side of it. I mean, I'm fit now. I'm fit and healthy and feel brilliant. And I've got a lot of confidence as well. And of course, I've met some great friends.
What have been the highlights of your career so far?
It must be winning the world title in Denmark in 1996.
You're now very successful. Has success changed you at all?
No, not at all. I don't think success has even bothered me in the slightest. Everybody says how normal I still am. And, you know, I don't think of myself as well-known or successful. I just think of myself as a boxer. And I'm just enjoying what I do. And, you know, I've always had my feet on the ground.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much, Jane, and good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Now you will hear the text again.
Hello and welcome, Jane. First of all, could you tell us something about yourself?
My name is Jane Couch. I'm a triple world boxing champion and the first woman to be licensed in the UK as a professional boxer.
How did you get involved in boxing?
I first started boxing when I was 25. And I saw a documentary about women boxing in America, and I thought, wow, it would be brilliant to get involved in that. Women weren't allowed to box in this country at the time, but once I saw these women doing it in America, I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a go. I didn't ever think I'd be any good, but I just thought, I'd just have a go, keep fit and that.
Were you always a sporty girl at school?
When I was younger, I was so unfit. I just used to drink and smoke and eat chips and burgers and lie about. I never used to do any sport. The only sport I did was when I reached 25 and I took up boxing.
What was the reaction of your family and friends when you took up boxing?
Haha. When I first took it up, or when I first told everyone I was going to take it up, everyone just thought I was out of my mind. It was like, you can't do that. Women don't box.
How do you prepare for a fight?
What I do. I come here to training camp to prepare for a fight. So I come 8 to 10 weeks before each fight. Just spend the first few weeks getting into shape and about 6 weeks before the fight, we start going into full-time training, twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day.
Would you say that boxing is both physical and mental?
Yeah, you have to be extremely fit to be a boxer, but I think 70% of it is your mind. I think that, you know, if you're confident enough, then you can achieve anything. As I proved in Denmark. I wasn't the most skilled boxer in the world, but I was fit and I was determined, and I think that your mind plays an important part in it.
Have you ever been seriously injured?
I haven't been seriously injured. I've been injured. I've, you know, had the odd cuts and bruises and the after-fight pains that you do get. But nothing that couldn't happen to you in any other sport like rugby or football or anything. But you know, I do get slight injuries, but nothing bad. I'm not brain damaged or anything yet, so I'll let you know next year.
How about your days off? How do you relax?
I don't get many days off, and I don't get much time to relax. Because when I'm not training, I'm usually doing media work or, you know, TV, radio or whatever. But when I do, I just like to chill out around the farm and that. I like doing a bit of horse riding. I'm not too good at it just yet. I get a bit nervous on them. And horse riding is actually more dangerous than boxing. Haha, I don't do that much.
What's the best thing about being a professional boxer?
Definitely the fitness side of boxing is the best side of it. I mean, I'm fit now. I'm fit and healthy and feel brilliant. And I've got a lot of confidence as well. And of course, I've met some great friends.
What have been the highlights of your career so far?
It must be winning the world title in Denmark in 1996.
You're now very successful. Has success changed you at all?
No, not at all. I don't think success has even bothered me in the slightest. Everybody says how normal I still am. And, you know, I don't think of myself as well-known or successful. I just think of myself as a boxer. And I'm just enjoying what I do. And, you know, I've always had my feet on the ground.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much, Jane, and good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Now you will hear the text for the last time.
Hello and welcome, Jane. First of all, could you tell us something about yourself?
My name is Jane Couch. I'm a triple world boxing champion and the first woman to be licensed in the UK as a professional boxer.
How did you get involved in boxing?
I first started boxing when I was 25, and I saw a documentary about women boxing in America, and I thought, wow, it would be brilliant to get involved in that. Women weren't allowed to box in this country at the time, but once I saw these women doing it in America, I thought, yeah, I'm going to have a go. I didn't ever think I'd be any good, but I just thought, I'd just have a go, keep fit and that.
Were you always a sporty girl at school?
When I was younger, I was so unfit. I just used to drink and smoke and eat chips and burgers and lie about. I never used to do any sport. The only sport I did was when I reached 25 and I took up boxing.
What was the reaction of your family and friends when you took up boxing?
Haha. When I first took it up, or when I first told everyone I was going to take it up, everyone just thought I was out of my mind. It was like, you can't do that. Women don't box.
How do you prepare for a fight?
What I do. I come here to training camp to to prepare for a fight. So I come 8 to 10 weeks before each fight. Just spend the first few weeks getting into shape, and about 6 weeks before the fight, we start going into full-time training, twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day.
Would you say that boxing is both physical and mental?
Yeah, you have to be extremely fit to be a boxer, but I think 70% of it is your mind. I think that, you know, if you're confident enough, then you can achieve anything, as I proved in Denmark. I wasn't the most skilled boxer in the world, but I was fit and I was determined, and I think that your mind plays an important part in it.
Have you ever been seriously injured?
I haven't been seriously injured. I've been injured. I've, you know, had the odd cuts and bruises and the after-fight pains that you do get, but nothing that couldn't happen to you in any other sport like rugby or football or anything. But, you know, I do get slight injuries, but nothing bad. I'm not brain damaged or anything yet, so I'll let you know next year.
How about your days off? How do you relax?
I don't get many days off, and I don't get much time to relax, because when I'm not training, I'm usually doing media work or, you know, TV, radio, or whatever. But when I do, I just like to chill out around the farm and that. I like doing a bit of horse riding. I'm not too good at it just yet. I get a bit nervous on them. And horse riding is actually more dangerous than boxing. Haha, I don't do that much.
What's the best thing about being a professional boxer?
Definitely the fitness side of boxing is the best side of it. I mean, I'm fit now. I'm fit and healthy and feel brilliant. And I've got a lot of confidence as well. And of course, I've met some great friends.
What have been the highlights of your career so far?
It must be winning the world title in Denmark in 1996.
You're now very successful. Has success changed you at all?
No, not at all. I don't think success has even bothered me in the slightest. Everybody says how normal I still am. And, you know, I don't think of myself as well-known or successful. I just think of myself as a boxer. And I'm just enjoying what I do and, you know, I've always had my feet on the ground.
Well, that's all. Thank you very much, Jane, and good luck.
Okay, thanks.
That is the end of the listening test. Write your answers in your examination notebook, if you have not already done so. Then you can go on with the rest of the examination.